Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic View Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zune, and you can also visit our website, which is www.theorganicview.com. If you have any questions or would like to connect with us, you can simply post a question on our wall on Facebook, send us a tweet to @TheOrganicView, or contact me directly at June Stoyer on Twitter. If you'd like to be on the show or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at questions@TheOrganicView.com. Today's show is sponsored by Eden Foods, one of the most trusted names in certified organic clean foods. Listeners of the Organic View Radio Show can receive 20% off any regularly priced items, excluding cases. Simply enter the coupon code ORGVIEW when prompted during checkout. That's ORGVIEW. For more special offers, please visit our website at www.theorganicview.com. There are so many options out there to battle fatigue, allergies, depression, digestive issues, weight loss, etc., while some people opt to reach for a pill or energy drink or just some sort of remedy, they should actually take a second look at the body's natural ability to heal itself. On today's show, Dr. Alejandro Junger is going to talk about the benefits of the CLEAN program as far as what you need to know to maintain good health. So I would like to welcome to the show Dr. Alejandro Junger. Good afternoon, sir.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show. Pleasure to have you. I really, really love what you have put together in order to teach people about things that I think we have forgotten about as a society. And this is just great because you're actually empowering people to take responsibility for what they need to do for themselves.
You are. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Can you tell our audience about yourself? You have such a background. I just thought it would be best if you could just share a little bit about yourself with everybody because you're really such a dynamite person.
I was born in Uruguay where I grew up and went to medical school. And after graduating from medical school, I moved to New York so I could do my internship, residency, and fellowship in internal medicine and cardiology. And the move implied such drastic changes in my lifestyle that I started getting sick. By the third year in New York, I started having severe allergies, and then my digestion became a nightmare. I consulted an allergist and a gastroenterologist and was told that I had severe allergies and irritable bowel syndrome. But it was when I started experiencing depression that I got a little scared and visited a psychiatrist who ended up telling me that I have a low production of serotonin in my brain and therefore gave me antidepressants. All in all, between the three specialists, I ended up with 7 prescription medications so that I could function in my daily life. And it really didn't make sense to me. So I decided to take matters by myself, and I started studying about the things that were affecting me from different sources of information than just the medical words. So I ended up going to India, living in a monastery, and I went there to study meditation because one of the things that meditation promises is the slowing down of the habitual automatic and negative thinking process, like a broken radio. Then I went to India and I was exposed to working with practitioners, with health practitioners from many different modalities: Chinese medicine doctors, Ayurvedic doctors, chiropractors, massage therapists, hands-on healers, and I started looking at health and disease in a completely different way. When I came back to the United States, I was still somewhat sick, and it was until I came across the concepts and practices of cleansing and detoxification that I completely healed myself, and my depression disappeared, my allergies were completely gone, and my bowels were working better than I could remember at the time. And on top, I lost like 15 to 20 pounds and looked like 10 years younger. Now, this was through cleansing and detox. in a place where cleansing and detox is done through juicing in the desert, in a spa kind of venue. And I started learning about these practices and using them. My family, my friends, and then my patients started seeing the changes in me and wanted them too. So they started demanding these things. And I was leading a double life. During the day, I was going to the hospital and giving people pills and stress tests. And then in the afternoons and my weekends, I was putting people on juice fasts and cleanses. And then I moved to Los Angeles, and I realized that the juicing alone, which was okay for a spa kind of venue where people were just interrupting their lives and doing nothing else, was fine. But for people living an active, productive life, it was not fine. It was too intense. People got sick. So I started really getting interested in how to obtain the same results that I was obtaining with juicing and cleansing in that way in the desert, but now applying it to people living busy lives in the city. And that's when I designed the Clean Program. And that's how that came up to be.
Now, it's very interesting that you talk about how things came about and basically how Western medicine teaches us how to recognize certain ailments after the damage has been done. And you put an emphasis on recognizing things as they're happening so that you can actually take very active measures to stop and just put yourself basically in check so that you can rebalance your whole body. And I thought that was very important.
Yeah, it is. And another way of putting it is this way. Western medicine, modern medicine, thinks with a paradigm of disease. They think of the body as getting sick and puts these names and syndromes and diseases and diagnoses, and then there is a treatment for each one of them that is mostly geared to blocking the symptoms. But the way I understand it now, the body doesn't know how to get sick. There is no information in the body on how to get sick. The only thing that the body, human and other animals, the only thing that bodies know how to do, that nature designed them to do, is to adapt and survive. So what we see as diseases are just the body's way of adapting and surviving. I'm a cardiologist, and I see a lot of people with coronary artery disease, what's called coronary artery disease, which is the buildup of plaque in the arteries that feed the heart muscle. But if you think about it, what's happening really is the artery is getting irritated and the body is just trying to survive and adapt and starts patching these irritation pieces, areas with cholesterol so the artery doesn't break. Now, because the insult of irritation doesn't stop, the patching doesn't stop. And eventually, what is a perfect adaptation and survival mechanism shows up as a disease when it blocks the blood from flowing. So there are no diseases. There are just ways in which the body is trying to survive.
That's a really, really just profound thought, because, you know, we are so trained to think that our bodies are not capable of just pushing forward and just trying to heal and function the way that nature intended. And, you know, that is really something else.
You know, when you look at the earth and you look at the animals on the earth, and not only animals but plants and all living beings, you see that there's a design that nature designed that is perfect. Animals in the wild, while living in the natural environment, they don't get sick. They don't get depression and psoriasis and cancers and high blood pressure. They just live. They procreate and they die. They even eaten by another animal, die of old age or in a natural accident. So there is no such thing as disease. What the bodies are trying to do is adapting and surviving. So anytime that I see something like a symptom, anybody comes with a symptom or a series of symptoms, my thinking is not, okay, what are these symptoms consistent with? What disease do they represent? My thinking is, what is the body trying to survive? And how can I restore the conditions in which the body works fine and actually heals itself, and these symptoms are just reversed? And you can do this in most cases with most of the problems. And some problems are gone a little too far, and then, you know, thank God for Western medicine.
Hmm. Now, in the program, you talk about, I guess, three core principles of the CLEAN program. Can you talk about what they are?
Remove, restore, and rejuvenate. Now, this is the deal. At a certain level, we are bodies, we're physical bodies, and our physical bodies are made of molecules and atoms. So all the molecules and atoms that form the architecture of your body and all the functions of your body come from food. We are what we eat.
Hmm.
And you can boil down most of the body functions to a series of chemical reactions. Let's say, to simplify, molecule A joins molecule B to form a bigger molecule C, which is a function of the body, right? And most diseases begin when either molecule A is missing or molecule B is missing, so they cannot join each other to form molecule C or their end product. So there's something that is lacking. Now, we have lots of nutrients that are lacking in our diet, and lots of people cannot absorb nutrients that are not lacking in their diet, but their guts are destroyed. So many things in our circulation are lacking, and because of this lack of raw materials, the body has to adapt itself and use others or compensate with other things and things like that. The other reason why we get sick is because there's things that block the functioning of the body. Like, for example, if there's a toxin that attaches itself to molecule B, then molecule B won't be free to join molecule A and form molecule C. So then you generate another type of dysfunction. When you remove the obstacles and you provide whatever is lacking, most problems resolve by themselves. Meaning you remove, restore, and then I went, and removing and restoring really removing and restoring really brings health back. But I went as far as say remove, restore, rejuvenate, because the body not only has the ability to heal, the body actually has the ability to rejuvenate. We all have the experience of seeing somebody that went through a health program and they look younger. They don't look younger if they're not younger cellularly. So you know, whatever the image is reflected, manifested, is a reflection of the youth of your cells. So the body does have the ability to rejuvenate. And the CLEAN program is a great tool to make that, to activate that process.
Thank you. Now, in regards to toxins, can you just explain to our audience how you define a toxin, and are the toxins, where they're located in the body?
Toxins are anything that interferes with the normal functioning of the body. Now, toxins are not only chemicals that interfere with the normal functioning of the body. There's other things that interfere with that. For example, toxic ideas, toxic relationships, toxic environment.
Mm.
Toxic noises, lots of things, but toxic government. But as it refers to the body in a biochemical manner, toxins are molecules that interfere with normal functioning, and they can be endogenous or exogenous. Endogenous is the toxins are the waste products that are produced by your cells by combustion. The cells, they live, they breathe, they burn sugar, and they form CO2, carbon dioxide. And the CO2 has to be eliminated minute to minute from your body through your out-breath, Because otherwise you would die of CO2 accumulation in your blood. You would die faster from that than from the lack of oxygen. So we are constantly generating toxins in our body just from the use of our body. Like, for example, if you go for a run and you run anaerobically, you're going to accumulate lactic acid. And that has to be detoxified because it is toxic. And uric acid from the metabolism of proteins and so on and so forth. So we already have toxins generating in our bodies from just cellular life. The body has a whole series of systems to clean out these toxins, to neutralize them and detoxify them. The thing is that nowadays we have lots of toxins coming from the outside. All these chemicals that we add not only to our food, but that we take as medications, that we absorb through our skin, through our cosmetics, throughout the water and the shower that we use. All these toxins are coming in from the outside. And the miraculous thing is that most of these molecules, of these toxins, the body knows how to detoxify them. But the accumulation of them is so much from the inside and from the outside, because now we're living lives that generate more toxins inside too, because we're eating the wrong things and we're not exercising and we're not breathing well. And so it has become a big mess, and the body is not catching up with the work of detoxification, and so the body accumulates these toxins, and since it only knows how to survive, it starts adapting and surviving. One of the things that it does to survive is accumulate mucus, because mucus kind of coats the toxins and prevents their toxicity, their irritation. It buffers the irritation. 90% of these exogenous or outside of the body toxins that we use, all these preservatives, conservatives, coloring agents, smelling agents, you name it, most of them are lipophilic, meaning they are fat-loving. They only dissolve in fat. They don't dissolve in water. And the body knows how to discard things from the body, eliminate things, toxins, through water, water-soluble toxins, through urine, through sweat, through feces. But fat-soluble toxins are very difficult to eliminate. And since they accumulate, then the body has to generate and retain more fat in order to defend itself from them. So even if you were to force yourself to lose the fat by heavy exercise and eating only proteins and low carbs, you're damaging your body, because then you dissolve the fat, which was needed to protect you from the toxins. This is the situation we are in today.
Very interesting. And if you think about it, when you have allergies, usually people produce more mucus, especially in their throat and whatnot. And that's very, very interesting. Now, you talked about water, and in the book, you're very specific about water. Can you talk about what kind of water people should use and why it's necessary for them to use the purest water possible? I mean, you know, we're not telling people to obviously drink water from the sewer, but, you know, you were very specific, and I think that's very important in understanding how to properly utilize the CLEAN program.
Well, listen, the question of water has many levels, right? At a very, very basic level, I can tell you this. The water that we're using today is full of chlorine and fluoride, and nowadays, you can Google this and you would see, they found medications in the water, in the tap water in every city in the United States. So people are showering with water full of chlorine and medications, from antidepressants to Viagra to whatever it is, you check it out, and also dirt. So filtering your water to free the water from chlorine and fluoride and all the other contaminants is the first level, the first step. But then when I talk to people that truly understand water, they tell me that water has other energies inside, other things that nature has designed. Like, for example, it has certain magnetism, certain content of minerals. So the most natural water is water from rivers, and this is the water that animals drink. And this water has a certain charge of electricity, and so there's a lot of other things that count. And you know, there are ways of magnetizing your water and remineralizing your water, but that kind of exceeds a little bit my area of expertise.
Thank you. Now, I also want to bring up the fact that you take some time to explain what you refer to as quantum detoxification, which is so incredibly important, and thank you for including that, because people don't seem to understand that, you know, when you're trying to improve your health, it's got to be full circle. So can you explain to our audience what quantum detoxification, the significance is as far as when you're participating in the CLEAN program?
Well, quantum comes from physics and means the subatomic particles that don't even have a volume, or they're not weighable or touchable, right? So they're like frequencies of, like, radio frequencies, you know. So thoughts and toxic thoughts, bad thoughts are the quantum toxins that I'm talking about. And one of the major dysfunctions of humanity today is that we have been taken over by the thinking mind, and people are mostly, and this is what's happening to me, all these thoughts were appearing in my head, and I was understanding that I was thinking them. Well, why am I thinking this? And then I realized I'm not really the one thinking. You know, at the time when I was depressed, if I could have chosen not to think certain thoughts, I would have chosen not to think 90% of the thoughts that were appearing in my head. So then I was very curious to understand, well, where are these thoughts coming from? If I am not deciding to think them, how is it that they are being thought by me? And that led me to get very interested in meditation, which promised to be the practice through which one could eventually understand where thoughts are generated and how they are created inside of you, and even slow them down and eventually even stop them. And that's what I really wanted, because I realized that no matter how well things were going outside of my life, my career was doing great, and I had friends, and you know, I had money and everything, but inside of myself, my thoughts were so polluted, so toxic, that I was really not enjoying life to the point that I thought about killing myself. So quantum detoxification is all about learning how to unidentify with your thinking mind and eventually be able to slow it down and hopefully even stop that process that I call the monkey mind, the mind that's going always from one branch to another, from one thought to another, and never stopping, and really even causing havoc in the body. Because when you have these thoughts, for example, you're in the subway in the morning, you're going to work, and you're imagining in your head that you're having a fight with your boss, and you're imagining what you're going to say and what he's going to say, and at that moment, it's not only thoughts. Your body is preparing for that fight, not preparing, is reacting as if you were already in the fight. Your adrenal glands are getting excited and squirting adrenaline. Your heart is pumping faster and stronger. It's as if you were in the fight. And this is being caused by thoughts that you didn't even choose to think. So the practices of quantum detoxification are mostly practices to strengthen one's ability to keep one's attention in the present, as opposed to just the thinking mind. And I have this, you know, I have this exercise that is a 5-minute meditation in which I guide people to put their attention in their bodies and therefore get off their thinking mind. Like, for example, right now we're speaking, right? Mm-hmm. And you're listening to me, and there's a lot of these thoughts going in your head about what I'm saying, and you're going to think about what you're going to ask me next. But what if I asked you right now, as you listen to me, to put some of your attention on your right foot? And what I mean is, feel your right foot from inside. You don't need to look at it. You can continue listening to me and looking ahead or whatever you're doing, but put some of your attention on your right foot. Feel the temperature, the humidity. Feel your right foot touching your sock or your shoe. Feel your right foot intensely from inside. Now, continue to listen to me and notice how this experience is different than the one we were having a minute ago. Would you agree?
Oh, definitely. And that's
so what you were doing is what you were putting your attention on in your right foot, literally, not thinking about it, not imagining your right foot. You're putting your attention, you're activating the nerves that go from your brain to your right foot back and forth, gathering all this information of temperature and humidity and whatever. And that attention that you're using there then gets reclaimed, because before that attention was just free and was just flowing into thinking, into habitual thinking. When you're putting it in your body and your body is only present, your body is here right now, then you're anchoring your attention in the present, and that is at the core of quantum detoxification.
Very interesting. And, you know, I just want to add that that's something that I've recently learned while studying EFT, the Emotional Freedom Technique. You know, I've seen different practitioners use that in their instruction. And I, you know, thank you for pointing that out. That's just, it's very powerful. Now, we don't have much time, but I wanted to ask you this very important question, Doctor. One of the most common issues that people have when it comes to their health is they're fearful that, well, you know, if this is hereditary, then I'm bound to get it. So if someone possesses certain genetic traits, you know, is that something that they can overcome by using the CLEAN program?
There's a new science called epigenetics that explains, that studies the way in which our genes get activated or inactivated. Genes, we know now, are not something that are set in stone. We have genes that get turned on and they can get turned off. And they get turned on and off by many, many things. Thoughts can turn genes on and off. Environments can turn genes on and off. For example, if you go and you expose yourself to the sun, you're going to turn the genes on to produce melatonin and darken your skin. So, you know, you're reacting to something in the environment, and that happens through the activation of genes, like everything else in the body. So genes are constantly getting turned on and off. One of the main ways in which genes are turned on and off is through nutrients, through the presence of certain nutrients or certain chemicals, and through the lack of certain nutrients and certain chemicals. So you can turn your genes on and off according to the foods that you eat or not eat. And predispositions, genetic predispositions, are not a sentence written in stone. They are really a result of your genes interacting with other things. Those other things, many times, are under your control or are under your ability to change, like the food and things that you drink.
Very, thank you so much. You know, it's a subject that comes up all the time with so many people that I know, and they almost feel to a certain degree that, you know, what's the point, because that's what's going to happen to them anyway. And I was very grateful that you addressed this very issue in your book. Just in closing, Doctor, can you just tell our audience a little bit more about the CLEAN program? You know, with the basic programs, what can they expect to achieve when they do this, whether it's for a week or longer? And how often should they do it?
Well, it all depends on, you know, it's like taking a shower. How often do you shower?